Find a comfortable place for this guided journey. Maybe it's a nice comfy chair, maybe the floor, a nice rug underneath, or your bed. Just let your body get comfortable. And once you settle in, take a nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale and just close your eyes. That's right. And as you close your eyes, just notice perhaps a subtle shift as you're going inward, leaving the outer world, just going inside of you to connect with your body and your breathing, allowing yourself to just be in the moment. With your breath, noticing your breathing, your own natural rhythm of breathing. And notice as you focus on your breathing, how maybe it begins to slow down. Longer inhales of that fresh air and oxygen, providing nourishment to your blood and to your cells. Noticing a longer out breath, relaxing any muscles that need to be relaxed as they release tension, resistance, or stress, discomfort. That's right. And just noticing your body shifting to a little more comfortable place, letting go, muscles relaxing. And we're just going to explore going inside of you and using your imagination now as our conscious mind can relax and opening up to our imagination, which is in our unconscious mind. And invite you to imagine, if you will, a place, a special place, a place you may have been before, that you find is peaceful and tranquil, safe, secure, beautiful. Maybe a place you've been before, or maybe it's a place you would like to go to and haven't been there yet, or maybe it's a place in your imagination. Any place that brings you that sense of peace, calm, tranquility, beauty, healing as well. A place of healing. Just for now, without any feeling the need to go anywhere else right now or do anything else just now, just relaxing to this special place of tranquility and healing. And as you relax into that place, wherever it is, whatever it is you find that you can connect with there, let's see if an image may come to mind that can symbolize the healing that is already going on within you. Maybe it's on a physical level, emotional level right now, but we're always in that state of healing on some level. And the strength and the abilities of the healing system built into your body exist. So it's just simply tapping in, allowing an image to come that represents this to you. Maybe it comes in a form of something that, what it looks like, maybe a radiant energy of color, light. Perhaps imagining even feeling the surge or response of your immune defense system mobilizing to rid your bodies of any cells that have lost their way and need to be destroyed. Or perhaps it's an image of you in the future, healthy and well. It could be anything. How would you imagine yourself full of healing energy and vitality, feeling whole healthy and strong. Just let yourself begin to imagine yourself that way now. And don't worry at all about whether the image you have now is the best image or the strongest image, or you may be aware of many images of your healing as you work through this process. And you may change your imagery many times to better fit your understanding of the process. But for now, just let an image stabilize. Let this image be a symbol for the healing your body, mind, and spirit can do. An image, it's happening now in you. And imagine it being as strong and powerful and effective as possibly can. And if you need more power, imagine you can connect to people and things you love, and to whatever source of life and energy you imagine that's put here in the first place. And imagine that those provide powerful sources of healing energy that you can direct throughout your body, mind, and spirit to heal whatever needs to be healed, to eliminate what needs to be eliminated, to repair what needs to be repaired. Taking a few minutes now and imagine this happening in your own way, and let whatever way you imagine this happening to be just fine for now. Your unconscious mind understands that what your conscious mind is telling it. It understands that your intention is to activate and stimulate all the healing capabilities it has. And it knows just how to respond, however you imagine this healing. Let this be your image of healing for now. Let a particular image or film clip, perhaps, of imagery come to stand for this whole process. Let a word or phrase come to mind that also represents this healing process. A word or phrase that both represents and stimulates this feeling of healing within you. Maybe it's something you heard or something that just comes to mind that floats right into your mind right now. Perhaps if there is time for you to just to settle now on a word or phrase that can remind you of this healing that is happening and that you intend. Is there a word or phrase or that in whatever that image may be? And what I'd like you to do is, if you will, is just to put your thumb touching your index finger or your third finger, whatever's comfortable for you. Just letting your thumb, either right or left hand, touching your index or your third finger, and let that movement also symbolize and connect you with the feelings and process of healing within you. And any time you make the subtle movement in the future, it can instantly reconnect you to the feelings of this healing process within you. And your image or phrase that further reminds you of the healing ability you have. Again, anytime you make that subtle movement in the future of using your thumb and index finger, third finger, it can instantly reconnect you to the feelings of this healing process within you. Your image and phrase that further reminds you of the healing abilities you have. So anytime in the future that you find yourself worrying or fearing about cancer or how it will affect you, let yourself consider whether it serves you to think about that. And if it does, let yourself think creatively about how you can resolve that concern or further contribute to your body's ability to heal. But as soon as you become aware that your fears or worries are simply fears or worries, simply acknowledge them. Take a deep breath to begin to relax and imagine that you cancel the fear or worry. You can imagine having a big red circle stamped with a slash through it and stamp that fear out. Touch your thumb and the finger together and become aware of your image of healing. The word or phrase that reminds you of your intent to heal, and let that symbol and imagery of healing fill your awareness, and notice how it feels to imagine that healing happening in you now imagining that you can feel it in your body, and knowing that the more you tune into this, the easier it is to imagine and feel, and that the more you do this, the stronger your ability to support your healing becomes. And as you can let any good feelings that come with this imagining the healing this way grow stronger within you and stay with you as long as you like, and even bring them back with you when you decide to return your attention to the outer world. Knowing that healing is always happening within you, the more you encourage it, the stronger it can become. And taking all the time you need now. Again, let any good feelings that come with imagining healing this way grow stronger within you and stay with you as long as you like. Knowing that healing is always happening within you, and the more you encourage it, the stronger it can become. And when you're ready to return your attention to the outer world, silently express any appreciation you might have for having a special healing place within you, for being able to use your imagination in this way, and for the healing capabilities that have been built into you by nature. And when you're ready, you can allow all the images to fade and go back within. They're there. They're just fading back within, knowing that healing continues to happen within you at all times. And gently bring your attention back to the room around you, the current time and place. And bring back with you anything that seems important to bring back, including the feelings of comfort, relaxation, or healing, the images, using your thumb and finger, using that red circle stamp with a slash through it to stamp out those fears or worries when they come on unnecessarily. Or working with those fears if they seem tangible to work through them, come to a different place, breathing through them. And so when you are all the way back to your body, feeling present in your chair, on the floor, on the bed, coming back, connecting with your eyes, feel free to just slowly open your eyes, taking in the light of the room. You may want to gently stretch. Notice how you're feeling. And know again that you can go to this place anytime you need to connect with that place of healing and positivity and comfort. Thank you, and I wish you well on your journey to further your good health and well-being.